Continuing into the next of the stories over here of the next riddle. So what was the next one? Gavra de Oizif Vitarif. By the way, in case you're wondering, this Gemara is on Ches Amud Beis in Chayrus, and the Svarim that we originally ordered the wrong ones came in. These are now on order, they're being shipped as we speak, and we will try to get them to the Olam. So Gavra de Oizif Vitarif, someone that borrowed money and he couldn't pay. Right? Rashi says, Shehilva Moisa Chaverva Nifra Mimenu. So you lent someone money, you and they didn't they were not able to pay back. I guess it's not a new phenomenon. So the my chaza the hadar v'ozif. Why in the world would you re-lend him money again? Similar to last week, yesterday when we talked about who do you give chachma to? So the mashal was, who do you lend money to? Do you lend money to a rich guy or a poor guy? So this here, so you lend money to someone, he didn't pay you back, he comes back for another loan. Now you give him money again? Why would you do that? So Amarlu Gavra Azal La'agma. I'll give you a mashal. Says Rabbi Yeshua Ben-Chanan, no, it makes a lot of sense to lend him money. I'll give you a mashal. Somebody was a Gavra Azal La'agma. He went to a agam, like a swamp or something, and katal kama tuna v'limotzi bay. He caught some reeds and he couldn't carry them back home. That's his job. He cuts reeds and he couldn't bring them back home. So what's he gonna do? So he went back to the swamp, katal umanichiluye. He cut more and made his pile bigger. And now someone saw him. Wow, you have a lot of reeds. You must need help. And offered him help. And he came back home. Meaning the fact that his burden was so great made it easier for him to come back because someone else helped him along. So, first of all, what's Pashup Shah? What's he saying? And then what's the meaning of it? So, Pashup Shah, what he's saying is that you lent the guy money, he can't pay. So, yeah. You're right. Sometimes that's a black hole. And so you keep on dumping money in. Then if that's the case, that you have no hope to help the person. So there's no reason to keep on lending the money. There's no reason to continue helping them, lending them money because you're just dumping more and more money into the black hole. But he says, let's say you have a different scenario. You lent the guy money. Now he comes back. He says, I can't pay you back. He says, listen, okay, here's your last chance. I'll lend you more money. And with this money, go open a business so you can make more money and pay me back, not just this money, but also the previous money. Sometimes the new money I'll lend you will be not just, money into the black hole. The new money I'm going to lend you is going to put you in a position that now you're able to pay back the previous chayv as well. So that's the mashal with the guy with the reeds. The guy is holding the reeds. He can't do it. Sometimes when you add more, now you have enough to. Now you can pay for shipping. Now you can justify shipping, So you add more, now someone will come help. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Hananya was answering back on a pashut level. He says, just because someone lent you money and didn't pay is not a reason not to re-lend the money, as long as it's clear that the point of lending you money the second time is to make you be able to repay the original loan. Okay? That's the conversation. Now, why are they having what's the significance of this conversation? What's going on? So Zuck the Gra that again, in the big context of things, the Sabbath Beatun are saying, you guys are history. You guys, you Jewish people are gone. Hashem forgot about you. You're history. We're the new thing. So he says a very Pashut Raya that your Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Torah. Keeping the Torah is a loan. In the sense, Hashem gave you something, you have to give him back. He gave you a Torah. He gave you Moedim HaNachmalach. He gives us a thing. We have to pay him back now. So we're on loan, and we got to pay. We didn't pay. So what did Hashem do when you don't pay? He had to foreclose on the property. He had to foreclose on the Beis HaMikdash, and he had to send us into Golis. So we didn't pay the loan. So what do you guys think? Now all of a sudden, He gave it to you again. Purim comes. You guys have this story on Purim. Kimuvi Kiblu. He gave the Torah again. He already gave it to you once. You didn't pay. Why would he bother giving it to you again? Why does he think now you're going to pay the second time? You guys went to Gauls. You're finished. It's history. This whole second base of Mikdash is a joke. Doesn't make sense. And, you know, because that was the Romans came in at the second during the second temple era, during the second base of Mikdash, and basically saying, you know, and the Sabbath day of Atun is a Hemshech of Yavan. So during that period, and they're basically saying this doesn't make sense. You guys are in Gaulus. You came back. You made this fake base of Mikdash, but you're not really, Hashem forgot about you because he already lent you the money and you didn't pay. It's not Mistaber, like I said in the Moshel, it's not Mistaber that he would relend you the money again. And that was the point of their Moshel, says the Gra. So he says, I'm reading from the Gra. Kishachar of Beis HaMikdash. Why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? B'shvil shloi kimus ha-Torah. They didn't fulfill the Torah. Omdu v'godra al-atz'ah. So first of all, Hashem forgot about you. But it's worse than that. What did Hashem do? What did you guys do as a response? You went ahead and tried to borrow more money. Why? Because during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, of the second Beis HaMikdash, that's when Chazal, that's when the Jews in Bavel implemented many, many of the Dirabanans. Right? Bishlakum is from Daniel, right? Lo Achalti, he didn't eat the vegetables. Bishlakum was by Daniel, and Beis Dinoy Shel Shmuel, the Beis Dinoy of many of the Dirabanans in the second parak of Avodah Zarah came from the times of being in Bavel. So why in the world are you guys adding on new derabanans? You don't even, Hashem already took away the Ikra Torah from you. So you're adding on? So says the Gra, same thing. He says, yeah, because remember, on a simple level of the Moshel, the reason we're adding on more mitzvahs is not because we want to get another loan. It's not because we want Hashem to give us more. It's because this is our way of saying that we want to keep the ikar. How are we going to repay back the loan? You're right. It's the opposite, says Rabbi Shimon Chananya. You know why? It's because we added on mitzvahs. So he said, you added on mitzvahs, but he's not lending you again. You have bad credit. He says, no. Just like the guy in the Moshel, if you lent money and you want to get paid back, you may lend the person capital to start a new business because now that's going to help him pay back the Iker Chayiv. So here also, we realize that we made problems. We had problems and we weren't able to keep the Torah properly. So you know what our response is? We're going to add on Derabanans because now the Derabanans will help us keep the Iker Torah properly. The Derabanans is a protection for the Iker Torah. So now we're borrowing more because now that we're adding on and making more, we could pay back the Ikra Chayiv. So Fakir, we're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, we want to make the Ikra Chayiv. Now, why can't they see that? And again, it has to do with the conversation from yesterday. Because we know that keeping Torah is what perfects a person. So we can change. We can be so it's like a person messed up. Right? So what does he do when he messed up? Go learn more. I tried my best to go into a different career. You know, like, no. Because we know that the more you learn, the more now that the Torah itself that you went against, the Torah itself is matar you. The Torah itself, so it's like, you know, if you failed your math test, so go on to science. You know, what are you wasting your time in math? You've already, no, because the learning of the Torah itself is going to allow us to be able to keep the Torah itself better. It's a circular thing. The more you Isaac in the Torah, the more the Torah is matire you, the more the Torah is able to fix you, and the more that now you're able to keep the Torah. So we added on to Rabbanans for the exact reason that that you don't understand, which is that the Torah is there to help us keep the Torah itself. Because the Torah is matar us. Now the Gra now wants to know why. I mean, this is very awesome in the Gra, but basically, so why was the Moshe with reeds? What's to do with the reeds, right? So he says that the Gemara in There's a Gemara here in Baba Basra. The Gemara says, "Misaye avanim ye atzav bahem, elu bali Gemara." Bali Gemara are nimshal to people that have avanim, but ubukeya etzim yisakem bahem elu bali Mishnah. But a person that only does Mishnayos is like a bukeya etzim. It's like reeds. Now, what's the deal with a reed? A reed is very bad. If you want to start a bonfire, you shouldn't do it with reeds. Why? Because reeds, what happens is they burn. They don't turn into a coal. So they burn, and then, oh, wow, what a fire, and then it dies out. So Elu Balei HaMishnah. Wow, you have this Mishnah. You learned the Halacha. You think you're this massive Talmud Chacham because you know a Mishnah, but it dies out because the second you have another, you can't apply it. You can't do anything with it. So the Gemara calls that a person that's Oisik and Mishnayis is a person with reeds. Now, then the Gemara says, but there's another Mishnah. It says, Ha'oisik ba'mishnah midah, u'b'gemara in l'chamidah g'doyla heimena. And the Gemara says that it's good to be Oisik ba'mishnah. So which one is it? Is it good to be Oisik ba'mishnah or not? So the Gemara says like this, and it comes out at the same thing. He says, "Ha'iskim koydim b'masnisin, va'iskim gamkim b'gemara." He says, "You can't jump the gun and go to Gemara without Mishnayos. You have to pile up the Mishnayos." Now, here's the thing. This is what he's getting at. You pile up the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos themselves don't make sense, and you don't feel like you really have the full picture. But the more you pile up, and the more you gather the knowledge, eventually the picture starts coming together into a beautiful, you know, painting. You have to add on more to be able to get the ikker. So he says, our whole philosophy is that way. And this is part of the chokhmah that they can't understand. I'm just getting deeper in the hole. I'm not understanding anything. And we have the emuna that no, sometimes you go deeper in the hole, and the further you got and the more confused you got, and the more, but you're involved in the process. In the end, everything now will make sense and everything will come together. And that's the mushal of the reed. The reed by itself doesn't do anything, but you have a lot of them. Now it comes together. So he says that this guy took a reed. He couldn't do it. You know why? Because one is not going to do it. You pile up more, now you'll be able to do it. So that's the mushal of the reed. It's like the mushal that the Gemara says, Elu Balei Mishnah. The Gemara here is choosing that mushal to make a reference, Elu Balei Mishnah, because the person, the way to learn is the same process as we did in the times of Bavel. We don't give up hope because we failed. The hafich, that's part of the process. Sometimes that's part of the process. Yeah, and the way to get out of it is not running away. The way to get out of it, just keep doing more of what you're doing. I had failed already. Doesn't make a difference. The more you add on, the more you're going to eventually get out of it. So he says, this guy with the reeds tried. He couldn't do it. You know what his solution was? Well, if I add on more, then that will help me get out of the whole problem. So he says, Elu Balei HaMishnah, the more Mishnayos you learn, the more information you gather, and you're still in the dark, eventually everything comes together. So the Gra, Givaldic, puts together this Gemara that mentions the mashal with the reed. So we got the mashal. We understood the point, what he was saying, that the reason we added on the Darabanans in the Golos was because we didn't give up. It's because we know we still have the relationship with the Shem and the Lehefech. The keeping the Darabanans was just to help us keep the Daraisa better. But the mashal was the reed. Fine. Nice mashal. Why Dafka reeds? So the Gra puts that together with the Gemara in Baba Basra, that the Bali Mishnah is someone who carries reeds. And the only way to do it and make it useful is by keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And that will make it that much more, that much stronger, that much more powerful, so that eventually it all comes together. So that's what he's saying over here. He says, it's like cutting off an unpolished stone. He works on the, and he does more and more. And he says it's very fascinating. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that it said that one of the Tanoim, one of the Amoraim, said something from a Mishnah, and the other Tana says to him, "You missed the boat." So in our language, How do you tell someone that you missed the boat? You say you missed the boat. How did they, what was the, phrase in the times of the Gemara? You, buddy, you're bringing a Mishnah that has nothing to do with it. You don't have the pshat on the Mishnah. Says the Gra and the Gemara and Shabbos. He connects now Gemara and Shabbos. Says the Gra, Gevaldik. Says Rabcha must be your Rebbe is Kotal Kanya Ba'agma, was a reed cutter. Meaning he gave you one reed, but that's not the way you learn. You have to keep on doing more. So you got one thing. You have this Mishnah. You think you have it. You have pshat. You don't have pshat. The only way to katla kanya ba'agmo, you think you went to an agam. You got a reed. You think that now you can use that Mishnah and fight with it? No. That you the only way to do it is go back to the agam and get more. And that's the mashal here. So the Gra connects this Gemara with two other Gemaras that make this reference. So every time in Shas, you come across this thing that the reeds, it's there's the Gra makes a reference out of it. He's saying, no, there's a significance to that. All right. So this is the Musar is that, we try, we fail. That's good. That means you're part of the process. It means you're still there. All right. And then you keep on going. That's the way we succeed. All right.